welcome to season 3 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 23 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain, to feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. For more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strength, and happiness. So big welcome to today's podcast. How are you today? It's all about the gratitude today. It's all about gratitude. And that's something that I incorporate into all of my work and life is gratitude. What are you grateful for today? So before we delve into the topic just a little bit more, it's going to be a short and sweet one today. Of course, as usual, we'll always include a meditation for you and an affirmation card message of the week for you. And also, as a little bonus gift treat from me to you, also going to include 1 minute gratitude journaling. How about that? So this is something that I teach in one-to-one programs, in classes, and I'm very, very grateful for that, actually. Now, I'm going to share some of my news of the week and some of my gratitudes as well, actually. Today, well, actually yesterday it came out. I'm really grateful to have been interviewed on this wonderful podcast called She Is Awesome by Jaylen Boyce. And she's a wonderful entrepreneur who has a podcast all about helping female entrepreneurs in their businesses and interviews lots of different inspiring, awesome women. And I was so lucky to be invited on the podcast. And the episode is out. I must say, we did cry, we did laugh, and we everything in between. So yeah, if you fancy a little listen to that, I will put the link in the show notes for you as well. But I was very, very honoured to be on the podcast and share how I overcame imposter syndrome by being on that podcast. And yeah, very, very grateful for the opportunity to share my story. And Jay has a real knack to delving deep into different topics which weren't always easy to talk about, and I am grateful for that opportunity, and I hope it helps and inspires you too. So what else? Yeah, I just wanted to share one of my favorite books at the moment, which has been for a while actually, is Manifest by Roxy Nafusi, and she has a really nice take on gratitude and a really lovely way of journaling about gratitude as well. I have my own style, we all have our own style, but I particularly want to give Roxy a shout out because she gets you to think about writing down 5 things you're grateful for about yourself, 5 things you're grateful for in your life, and 5 things you're grateful for in the world. And I think that's a really, really lovely thing, actually. It's a really, really lovely thing. I hope I've got that right. That is the gist of it. But it's really, really powerful, actually. It's really powerful. In my book, I talk to angels. I have a whole chapter on gratitude. And the other books I'm reading at the moment is a book, really beautiful book called Rest, by Alex Soojung Kim Pang. And it really is very insightful on the benefits of different types of rest. And interestingly, of course, mindfulness Pilates kind of falls in the category of kind of movement rest, because rest isn't always staying still. So that's quite an interesting one. And a book I'm going to delve into soon is called Shorter, and it's all about how working less in companies get more done, and also about the 4-day working week. So I'm just experimenting with all that at the minute. It's very, very interesting. So let's just share with you now today's positive affirmation card message of the week for you as well, which is thank you. Think of something you are grateful and happy about today. So what are you grateful for right now? Where are you listening? I often listen to podcasts when I'm walking, when I'm clearing up the kitchen, cooking, tidying up, and sometimes lying down and just having a listen. And sometimes I take notes and sometimes I just listen. It really varies. What about you? So that is the thank you message. Now, I thought I'd share some of my thank yous, and then we'll go on to some gratitude 1 minute journaling together today before meditation. So what am I grateful about myself today? I am grateful that I make it a festival, let's say. I just feel like I'm grateful I make an effort to keep showing up. I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful that I'm a good mum. I try my best. It's all you can do, isn't it? What about you? And what am I grateful for in my life? And what are you grateful for in your life right now? For me, I'm really grateful that we have a beautiful home. It's tidy, clean, feng shui. Try and keep it like that as much as possible. And I seem to be going more crazy on the flowers and plants by the minute. We've got a lovely herb garden, plants and flowers on our balcony, and it just feels very abundant. So I'm very grateful for that. And then in my work, I'm so grateful to be interviewed on other people's podcasts. But over the last week, I've helped clients with arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, clients who've had severe disc problems, and now quite a lot of my clients have had disc problems but are now in the injury-free zone where they just need to maintain it and keep improving. So that's another area working. So I'm really grateful to be helping with that, helping clients with bad posture, scoliosis, curvature of the spine, and of course prolapsed discs are sometimes called herniated discs, and helping clients who've had hip replacement, pending knee replacements, weak knees, hips, bursitis in the hips, you name it, I'm often teaching it. So I'm very grateful to be helping all my clients with all those things, both in their classes, online, at my Zoom studio, as well as the one-to-one programs are very, very transformational and powerful. So I'm very grateful for that. What about you? So they're my gratitudes for my work this week. And yeah, I'm just so grateful that I go to the sea regularly, and yeah, I go to pretty gardens, and I love my morning routine so much. If you want to have a nose about what my morning routine is, there's the 6 minute version, which you can hear on one podcast. And then there's the longer my morning routine on another podcast where I go to town. but yeah, 6 minutes a day is a brilliant treat. Always very grateful for it. Very grateful. Right. Let's delve in now to 1 minute journaling. So what you're going to need for this is a pen, a notebook or paper, and you. So when you're ready, we will get going with this next. Enjoy. So welcome to today's 1 minute journaling. And today it is gratitude journaling. So what I'd like you to do is to get out a pen and a notebook, and you're going to, the positive affirmation card message of the day is from a happy and calm card. So how you do the 1 minute journaling is you make sure you've got a deck of happy and calm cards, which come in their lovely cotton bag with the C on the front and the stand on the back. Step one is give them a shuffle. Step two is fan the cards out. And step three is pick your card and read what it says. So I'll read it to you now. It says, thank you, this one. Think of something you are grateful and happy about today. So then what you do is you open up your notebook for your 1 minute journaling. So I have a special notebook for my 1 minute journaling. And you're going to write down, just take a minute out for yourself here. Only takes a minute to do the 1 minute journaling. You're going to write down thank you, and you're going to write down the word gratitude. Now, I'm going to set an alarm in just a moment for you, and you're going to be writing down what does this mean to you today. So writing down your gratitudes and what you're grateful for 1 minute. Sit with good posture. Don't sit like a banana. Sitting with your bottom at the back of the chair, feet hip width apart, and your spine nice and straight, and your shoulders relaxed. I'm just going to set an alarm for 1 minute for you. So I'm going to go on your mark, get set, go, and then you're going to write down what that means to you today. Thank you and gratitude. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, go. What does this mean to you today? And just write until the alarm goes off. So the alarm has just gone off. That's your 1 minute over and out. So what you can do is have a little reread of your journaling. I really hope you enjoyed that and found it beneficial. And that is how to do your 1 minute journaling with today's affirmation. Thank you. Think of something you are grateful and happy about today. And if you want to do this with all the other different 52 affirmations, it's amazing to journal every day. Lots of love to you. So how did you get on with your 1 minute journaling? Did you join in? Please report back. So I'd love to hear how you got on with your 1 minute journaling. My clients find it really, really powerful and beneficial. It's a way to express how you feel, to voice yourself. Sometimes it's really, gratitude journaling tends to be very positive and inspirational. And there's been apparently a lot of research done on the benefits of gratitude. Also, journaling is very therapeutic, actually. And it's talked about in Rangan Chatterjee's book and on his podcast about the benefits of journaling, and different psychologists on there talking about it and its benefits. There really are many ways to journal, but this is my kind of signature way. So I really hope with the Happy and Calm card. And it's, yeah, very powerful, very beneficial. Sometimes, you know, you can go different layers deeper with it. My deck of cards come with how to journal with the cards. I'm just picking it up for you here. How to use them and how to journal with them. And then there are different layers you can go with it to go even deeper with it as well, which is pretty fantastic. So love to hear if you do that as well. And sometimes there are action steps to take from it and to-dos to take from it as well. But with the gratitude, you know, it's a really great way to take yourself from a more negative thinking or a negative place into a more positive space is really helpful. So I hope you find that helpful too. We're going to go into today's meditation. We'll keep it short and sweet today, the little 1 minute one. I really hope you enjoy it. So we're going into meditation now. Close your eyes, sitting, standing, or lying down. Breathe and relax. Well done for doing this today. And just take these moments for inner calm and peace and serenity in mind, body, and spirit. Breathing in through your nose and out through your nose, relax. This is your number 10 relaxation meditation. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax. Enjoying the calming music. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Well done. Breathe and relax. Well done. Into your nose, out through your nose, relax your tummy, happy shoulders. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Very well done. Sending you lots and lots of love. How do you feel after today's meditation? I really hope you took the time out for 1 minute to have a lie down or sit. You can even do it standing, actually, whichever feels right for you at the time, to be honest. You can even do it outside in nature or cozy in bed. It's whatever is right for on a good mindfulness Pilates mat, whatever works for you. So I hope that's recharged your batteries. You know, it doesn't have to necessarily take long to recharge your batteries in, you know, mind, body and soul. You really doesn't have to at all. So I hope today's podcast has inspired you. Obviously gift it to a friend or family or on social media if you're inspired to. Rate and review. It would be lovely if a few more of you do that, especially if you're a regular. I'd love to know who you are. So have a great week, and with gratitude for the podcast and for you listening. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.